You're listening to SBS News.
It was a moment to savour for the Oya family in Papua New Guinea, watching Hiwago Oya make his AFL debut. The pioneer from Papua New Guinea says he is extremely proud and humbled to be plying his trade in the top level of AFL.
I'm just pretty keen, to inspire. Like, now I'm playing AFL, and, you know, for me, it's like not only me, but like giving back to like community back home and like AFL PNG as well. Like, playing AFL like right now and inspire like the young kids to come like pathways and follow my footstep. And I think that's my like only advice to the young kids back home. I got trust with them and like believe they can one day follow my footstep and come through like the pathways and stuff.
Ace, as he's known, made his debut in round 16 against Collingwood. First touch of the ball resulted in a rare goal. The Gold Coast Suns have kicked more than 2,600 goals in their existence, but not many have been greeted with the same joy as that one.
Away go Oya! It's a kick! It's a goal! It's a beauty! Outstanding! Just makes you feel good.
How good is that?
How good is that?
Gold Coast Suns coach Stuart Dew is full of praise for the 20-year-old after making his debut.
His journey, it's only just starting, and nice to get that goal, wasn't it? It was a good moment for him, and obviously his family back in PNG watching, and obviously his Gold Coast family, the Searles, who have embraced him like their own, and he's just grown as a person.
It's a long road from suburban Port Moresby to the Gold Coast, but for the 13,008th AFL player, his story is one of skill, perseverance and resilience. He came through a unique new kick program in Port Moresby 8 years ago, the only AFL pathway of its kind in the country.
Finally, like, the opportunity doesn't come twice. So once it comes, like, once, you have to take it with both hands and just go to work. And, I just put my head down, go to work, and, finally all the work pay out. And, and I'm playing in the AFL last week. So, I'm just, so grateful, and, words cannot describe.
The Trailblazer played at representative level in Queensland before joining the AFL's domestic programs. And that's when he was coached by 2005 Sydney Swans Premiership winner and development coach Jared Crouch in a representative development team called the Allies.
All pre-COVID, the last time the boys got an opportunity to play play football in carnivals that we're used to, the Allies. So the Allies is made up of the Swans, Giants, Gold Coast Suns, Brisbane Lions, Tasmania and Northern Territory. And we come together to form a side to play against your traditional states, your Victoria, Vic Country, SA and WA. And Ace was a member of that side a couple of years ago.
Crouch says Oya showed huge potential even back then, and that it is no surprise that he has gone on to impress with the Suns. He also compares Oya's achievement to that of his former Sydney Swans teammate, Tadhg Kennelly, an Irishman who paved the way for others to pick up a Sharon and give AFL a go due to the transferable skills from Gaelic football.
You know, when you're moving across across seas, when you're moving a long way away from home to follow a dream or do something, you get an enormous amount of admiration. So certainly saw Tadhg, develop as a footballer, develop as a person. We have a unique game, which is unique to Australia. But, we're very slowly starting to spread that word and have different people give it a try and give it a go. And different people who are coming to this fantastic country, obviously this game is totally foreign to them, but, it's a great way for their communities to get involved, or assimilate into Australia because of our, we're a sport-loving country.
For Oya, 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions meant limited football and few visits home to PNG. But Oya embraced the challenge, sharing cultural connections with teammates.
We got like 5 Indigenous players and, their culture is like similar like PNG. Like, it's not different for like my culture and their culture, like similar, and listen to them saying, like sharing their stories and stuff. Is just said, oh no, that's similar like my culture back home and like going through, and like every time we go out for coffee and stuff, we just muck around and just stories and stuff for like different culture. But it was so good to like learn others, their culture and stuff. So I just like like it, and yeah, just got like make connection with them and like friendship.
NRL Women's St George Illawarra Dragons coach Jamie Soward says what's more remarkable is the AFL breaking through in PNG, which is traditionally rugby league heartland.
Rugby league's the only, the national sport of Papua New Guinea. It's the only country in the world where rugby league's the actual national sport. So to get an AFL player out shows the reach of the sporting landscape in Australia.
Soward is coaching another PNG star in his NRL Women's Dragons team named Elsie Albert. And like the Gold Coast Suns and many other Australian sporting clubs, Soward is implementing initiatives to help foreign players feel supported and comfortable in Australia.
We are trying to get some more awareness around each girl's cultural backgrounds and what they, how they were won, how they were raised and brought up, and get them to share their stories and be proud. Not that they're not, but just be proud and be more aware about where those girls have come from so we can understand them, not only as people, but helping me as a coach.
They say it takes a village to raise a child, and for Oya, it took two families across borders, one home and one away, to help his career develop. Oya boards with the Searle family in Queensland, who helped improve his English from a second grade level to its current fluency. English was his third language when he first moved to Australia, and he hadn't done a lot of formal schooling. Oya admits to standing at the back of team huddles just a few years ago as a junior, unsure what were the messages being expressed.
We speak like different language back home, so coming in and yeah, just listen to them speaking English and stuff is, yeah, I can't speak too much, and yeah, just go out and train hard and playing my footy. And
Oya joins a long list of multicultural trailblazers enriching Australia's sporting landscape. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.